Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we're going to be coming out of Psalms 46 and 10. And it reads as follows: Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in all the earth. Just for a few minutes today, I just want to encourage you that every now and then when life seems so hard, it seems like you just can't make it, just to say out loud, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you in spite of what it looks like. Lord, I trust you because I don't know what to do. I was reading in Psalms 46, and I'll just take you back real quick to verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. And I was like, wow, the word is telling us not to fear. You hear people tell, girl, I'm scared of this and I'm scared of that. And I just praise God, because when you understand what fear is, which is false evidence appearing real, then when things start happening, you'll be like, is this false or is this real? Because you cannot do one thing. And that's, let me explain. You cannot have faith and fear operating at the same time. You're going to have to make a choice. You got to say, Lord, I trust you, or either you're going to operate in our fear. We got to get to the point that when we don't know what to do, say, Lord, I trust you. Life is going to happen. Things are going to happen, good and bad. But in the midst of it all, you got to stand in your faith and say, Lord, I trust you. Sometimes you don't see a way out, but Lord, I trust you. Sometimes you just don't feel like you're about to lose your mind, but you got to say and stand up and say, Lord, I trust you. Because guess what? If I don't trust in you, who do I have to trust in? Psalms 46 and 1 already told me that God was my refuge, a present help. Right now, in the midst of any kind of trouble, God said, I will be there for you. So it's time for us to realize that in America, we at this point in time, everybody's in a hurry. You see people flying on the freeway. You see people flying up and down the road, running through the grocery stores. Everybody's in a hurry. And it makes you wonder, why are they in such a big hurry? But time seems to be a precious commodity. For some reason, when you wake up in the morning, by the time you go to bed, sometimes by the time you go to bed, you're telling yourself, I didn't have enough time to do everything I needed to do. But I had to stop and think one day, but how much time did I waste? See, God gives everybody 24 hours in a day, and what we do with it is up to us. So it's time for us to make productive decisions on a day-to-day basis. We have to be productive and make sure God is in the productivity of what we do on a day-to-day basis. So I said, Lord, I said, you said rest, be still, rest. So when I say rest, I said, God, what do you mean by rest? So I looked it up real quick, and it says it's a time of not working or participating in an activity. It says also to rest means to lean on or against. And I was like, God, we have to lean on you, or either we're leaning against you. We got to make our mind to lean on you, because guess what? If we lean on you, we know you got us. We know that when on those times when we feel like we're about to fall, that you're going to pick us up. That's what you said when we saw footprints in the sand. You said when you saw those one set of footprints, you was carrying us. There's so many times God is carrying us that we don't even realize. We think we're doing it all by ourselves. But I praise God that we have learned to rest in him, that we will learn to rest in him. And I'll give you another point of advice. When you're resting in God, sometimes you're wide awake. You're not even asleep. See, some people relate rest to sleeping, but rest is a moment of just shut down. But you're still actually moving. You're still actually doing the things that of your everyday life, but you're resting. What I'm saying is, I'm not focused on what's going on around me. I can't focus on all of that stuff that's gotten me torn down, because Lord, I trust you. And in the midst of all of this, I got to lean and depend on you. That's why the verse tells us to meditate on the word day and night. So in those moments when you don't know what to do, I can rest on God's word, because the word works if you use it for your benefit. But most of us don't use the word the way that it should, because we haven't actually built a relationship in God. See, when you become a part of a word barrier, a person that's in the word, the word comes out in every conversation, no matter where you go. You can't help but talk about God's goodness or what the word tells us. And so then we have to understand that I can be still because I know God got this. I can keep moving because I know God got me. And I'm telling you, it's in this season right right now that people try to give up on life. They're trying to commit suicide. But guess what? God said, be still and know. Be still and know that I got your back. Be still and know that this is the time and the hour that I will hold you up. And you said, wow, God, he gonna do all that? What else you want me to know? God said, I want you to know that I'm sovereign. So I looked up the word sovereign, and it says sovereign means having unlimited power to rule a nation. So God is so powerful, he's telling us that he's sovereign. That's one of his characteristics. And my God, why are we worried about something in this little world of ours when God says, I have unlimited power to rule? Unlimited. Nothing can happen without me. Without me, everything is impossible. So we got to stand on God's unlimited power. So what is the time for us to do? It's time for us to learn to be. We need to learn to be still and know God. We need to learn to be still and let God. We need to be content knowing that God got us. It's time to be confident that God will never leave us nor forsake us. It's time to be anxious for nothing. It's time for us to be worry free. It's time for us to realize that we are more than conquerors. It's time to be willing to be a blessing, to be blessed to be a blessing. Don't just think everything you got is for you. Be willing to bless somebody else. I guarantee you, God says, I need you to be cheerful givers. And we're going to have to start redirecting things and becoming the people that God can use in times like this. Somebody helped us up, and we need to go back and help somebody else up. So it's time to be more understanding with others. It's time to be a little bit more loving. It's time to be more obedient to God and his word. It's just time for us to be more Christ-like, because we got to learn to rest in him. The best you is about to come out as soon as you decide to take on the characteristics of God. So guess what time it is? It's time to rest and be still, because God's going to show up with his unlimited power no matter what our situation is. But we just got to take our hands off the wheel, give him the wheel, and sit in the passenger seat and say, God, I know you got me. I know you got this. Even when it doesn't turn out the way we believe it's going to turn out, even when it doesn't look like what we thought it was going to look like, you got to trust God is in the midst of it no matter what. You can look at it like this. You're sitting down and you're wondering. And yes, thoughts are coming in your head. All these thoughts are coming. It's like Satan has all these thoughts coming in your head. This, that. You didn't get the promotion. You didn't get this. You didn't get that. But you can rest knowing that God has encamped angels all around us. And for every devil that's trying to tear you down, there's an angel that's going to come in and fight for your life. There's somebody that's going to be there for you, because God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So get out of our emotions and trust God. Get out of our emotions and say, God, I'm going to let you do this. Because when you're dealing our emotions, sometimes we keep dwelling on the past. But we got to remember that God is in our future, and he got us in spite of what the past has already caused and done. We got to realize that God will never, never leave us. And so therefore, I just wanted to come before you every now and then when life is happening. Just say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I'm just going to give it all to you. Lord, I trust you, for your word said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, I trust you, because Lord, you said you was my shepherd and I shall not want. Lord, I trust you with every area of my life. Lord, I trust you even when I don't have no money. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you when my children are going astray. Lord, I trust you. I trust you to make a way out of no way. Lord, I trust you that you will hear and answer all of my prayers. Lord, I trust you, even in the moment when I am heartbroken and feel like nobody cares. Lord, I'm just going to trust you. Lord, I trust you in the middle of a bad doctor's report, Lord God. I trust you, Lord God. For Lord, your word said that you are a healer, Lord God. You are Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Lord God. Lord, I trust you to deliver those from addictions, Lord God. Many of us have many addictions, whether it's overeating, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whatever it may be. But God, I give it to you and trust you with it. Lord, I will not stay in this addiction. And we declare and decree that all addictions be broken, Lord God. Because Lord, we trust in you to do what you know how to do, and that's healed. Lord, I thank you for being a way maker, Lord God. Lord, I trust you to be all that we need in this hour. Lord, I trust you that you said in Psalms that everything concerns me concerns you. So Lord, I ask that when I say my prayers and when I'm going through things, that I would just let go and continue to let you be still and know you to be the God, the sovereign God, the unlimited powerful God. That's what I want to do. I just want to just stay on the battlefield for you, Lord God. Because Lord, if we go too far to the left or too far to the right, one thing about you is you're such a gentleman. You will not rush yourself on any of us. But Lord, I pray right now that we will all just get our minds stayed on you, Lord God. Lord, because then when we keep our minds stayed on you and we say, Lord, I trust you. You don't just show up, but you show up and you show out, Lord God. And that's the God I'm talking about. Lord, I trust you. I trust you when I don't even trust myself, Lord God. I trust you, Lord God. Therefore, I will be still and know that you got me, Lord. Therefore, I will be still and listen to your voice, Lord God. Lord, I trust you, Lord God. It don't always be good and it's not going to always be sad, but one thing, God going to be God and his word going to stand. His word will stand when all else fails. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that I'm going to be more in your word, Lord God. Lord, I trust you for my new beginning, Lord God. Lord, I trust you, Lord God, that you're going to give us clear visions, Lord God. Lord, I trust you to give me strength when I'm weak, Lord God. I trust you, Lord, in this season, in this hour. Lord, I trust you. Who else can we trust? Who else can we know that's going to be there in spite of? Our children may not be there. Our families may be there. But God will never leave us. He will never leave you. So guess what you got to do? You got to trust him. You got to become a word bearer. You got to get in that word and understand and build a relationship. So when you have a relationship with somebody, that's how you start to trust them, because now you've sharing your intimate moments and you're sharing your heartaches and your good times and your bad times. And as you build that relationship, you begin to trust them with more. So the more you build a relationship with God, you're going to just start laying everything out before God. Every concern, every good and bad, no matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on in your life, you can say, Lord, I trust you. You are my friend. That's what you called us, a friend. Lord, I trust you, Lord God. Lord God, when our parents had when my parent wasn't there for me, Lord, I got to trust you, Lord God. When my husband left, I got to trust you, Lord God. Lord God, I trust you, Lord God, because I don't have nowhere else to go. And your word said that you was my shepherd. Lord, you said that you will be there for me in spite of. You said if I would allow the word to abide in me and you abide in, if I would let the word come in, Lord God, and stay with you, Lord God, that you said I can ask anything, Lord God. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now that you would just give us a heart to just want to trust you more. Lord God, increase our trust level, Lord God. Increase us that we may be the people that you can depend on. Lord, we want to be blessed to be a blessing, Lord God. Lord, there's two kind of peoples in this life. There's givers and takers, Lord God. So, Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that we will all just trust you and become the givers that you have called us to be. Knowing, Lord God, that without you, we wouldn't have it anyhow. Lord, I ask you, we will learn to trust you with our gifts. We will learn to trust you with our monies. That we will learn to trust you with our families. That we will learn to trust you with our jobs. We will learn to trust you with our own bodies, Lord God. Lord, we got to trust you like never before. Lord, we got to believe your word and trust your word. And then activate it, Lord God. See, as we believe and we trust in you, we activate your word, Lord God. And now it's able to come alive in us now, Lord God. Not only do we become just readers of the word and doers of the word, we become active in the word, and now we become the word. And so now we could tell somebody, when I was down, he picked me up, and when I couldn't make no way, he made a way. When I had no groceries, I had a knock on the door and somebody showed up with groceries. Lord God, that's the God I'm talking about, the sovereign God, the unlimited powerful God. There's nothing too big for God. There's nothing too hard for God. But we got to get it in our mindset that we trust him. We got to get it in our mindset that in spite of what it looks like, I gotta trust my God. In spite of what it looks like, I'm just gonna be still right now. I'm not gonna make a move. And in this situation, I'm just gonna let God. And I'm just gonna have a little talk with Jesus. I'm gonna tell him what's all going on. And then I'm gonna sit back and allow him to do what he do. He gonna show up and he gonna show out. Because guess what? He said, my daughter, trust me. My son, trust me. And because he trust me, I got to do what the Word said. And I thank God for the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And he said, God is the Word. And the Word will stand in spite of. So we as a people of God, we as a people in this community, have got to understand that the Lord wants nothing but the best for every one of us. He has need of every one of us. I don't care who you are or what you've been through or what you're doing. God has need of every one of us. He didn't just create you just because he needed another body on earth. He created you for his purpose, to give him praise, to give him glory, and to trust him. And because of that, he said, I will be a rewarder. I am the one that will reward you for all of your good things. And I'll be there for you in spite of what anybody else said. I will give you the promotion that you need. I will lift you up out of the muck and the clay. I will be there when you land on your hospital bed. I will be with every doctor that's in the surgeon room. I will be in the courtroom with all the lawyers, Lord God. If you just trust me, I got you. If you just trust me, then sometimes entrusting him is not going to turn out the way we think it's going to turn out. But if you trust God, you know he got your best interest at heart, then it doesn't matter what it looks like. So guess what I'm saying? I just want to leave you with this. Lord, I trust you in spite of what I've done and what I'm doing. I trust you, Lord God, because in this hour, things get rough and it gets tough. But in this hour, I know that there's nothing too big for you, that you are sovereign. And I thank you for being the sovereign God, all powerful. And just like the word said, you're going to be exalted. The nations is going to exalt you. You are going to be exalted in all of the world. And because of that, Lord, I give you the praise and the glory. I say hallelujah, Lord God. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being an awesome God, Lord God. A magnificent God, Lord God. A God that withstands all things, Lord God. A God that just shows up and shows out. A God that knows how to bless in spite of. I know a God that can turn a mess into a message, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for turning all tests into testimonies, Lord God. I thank you that not our will, but your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and decree that God will have his way if you let him. In the name of Jesus, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hi, again, my name is Minister Michelle Johnson. I am the founder of Inspirational Word Ministry. And in this ministry, God has given me the charge to encourage people, to let them know in ways that they don't even realize that God is working in their lives. Through dance, through song, through inspirational commercials, God has been so good to each and every one of us. So I just want to be an encourager that God has called me to be, along with being able to tell you that you can reach me at 661-661-916-6703. And I'm available. I do conferences. I do counseling. I do teaching. I do workshops. I am available in any way that God has ordained me to do or you need. God has given me a special anointing to be able to reach the people in ways in which other people may not be able to reach. And I thank God for the special anointing. This is my time. This is my season. Anointed and appointed for such a time as this, giving God all the glory and the honor. I am still just a servant for God. I am now big I. I'm now little I. I'm just a part of the team, God's team. And I thank God for the opportunity to be called as a minister, but then also to be able to share with others. It is such a joy to see others enlightened by God, to see others change their perspective on what life has actually dished out to them, to see God just show up in a manner that they'd be like, I didn't even see that. I didn't think that way. But God knows how to go in there. He has humor. He laughs with them. He dances with them. He cries with them. But most of all, he loves them. And he teaches us to love. That's one of his commandments to us, that we love one another. And the more love we spread, the more God will, everybody will see, and then we'll all be able to say, Lord, I trust you. If you want to reach me further, you can email me at mrj112960@yahoo.com. Again, my name is Minister Michelle Johnson, founder of Inspirational Word Ministry. God bless you, and good night.